WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wausau Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. A Wisconsin sheriff is calling out a local news outlet on their ICE reporting. Marathon County Sheriff Chad Billup says inaccurate and misleading claims made in a Channel 9 news story undermines public trust and creates unnecessary fear in the community about how Marathon County deputies handle immigration enforcement practices. While Marathon County does have a 287G agreement with ICE, that only applies to the jail setting. According to a statement from Sheriff Billup, deputies have not and do not request immigration documentation during traffic stops, investigations, or any routine law enforcement interaction. Deputies are neither authorized nor directed to conduct immigration enforcement in the field. You may hear F-35 aircraft after dark this week. The 115th Fighter Wing of the Wisconsin Air National Guard will be doing evening training flights through Thursday. You may see or hear F-35s flying overhead until approximately 7:45 p.m. now through February 12th. Pilots will follow flight paths designed to minimize noise to area residents, but you'll likely still hear them in some areas of central Wisconsin this week. Wood County snowmobile trails are closed starting today because of deteriorating trail conditions. Powers Bluff Ski and Tube Hills are open this weekend, and Dan Vollert of the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department says the hills are in good shape. The multi-use trail is open for cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, and biking. Napco Lake County Park multi-use and cross-country ski trails are open, but conditions are deteriorating. Richfield 360 County Forest multi-use trails are also open, but the warmer weather is taking its toll. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WXCO.fm. From the Wausau Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Stace Keene. Francesca Hong is out front, but there's still a lot undecided. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows the Madison State Representative leading Wisconsin's Democratic race for governor with 14% support. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is close behind at 11%. While most Democratic voters remain undecided, on the Republican side, Congressman Tom Tiffany leads with 40%, far ahead of Andy Manske at 6%. The poll also shows most voters haven't picked a side yet in the state Supreme Court race. Those candidates, Chris Taylor and Maria Lazar, debate tonight. Governor Tony Evers is signing a new bill into law that aims to ease overcrowding in hospitals. The next of kin bill will let immediate family members approve transfers from hospitals to rehab centers without having to get court-appointed guardianship. Officials with Amplify Health by Gunderson say they've been wanting for this bill to pass because it would help ease crowd issues at hospitals. Officials say the bill's passing is helping the hospital's goal of caring for the entire community. Microsoft is changing how it works with cities on new data center projects. The company announced it will stop using non-disclosure agreements, which kept early planning details secret. Towns like Beaver Dam, Kenosha, Janesville, and Menominee have all signed NDAs in the past. Microsoft says it's now working to end any that remain, like in Racine County. A proposal to outlaw those agreements in Wisconsin failed to pass before the session ended last week. And if you're traveling to the Milwaukee season opener, you're asked to allow for a little extra time to get to American Family Field. The ballpark is in the middle of the I-94 East-West Freeway construction project. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says the traffic patterns around the stadium could delay thousands of fans who are headed into tomorrow's opener against the Chicago White Sox. The Brewers say they're hiring 3 sheriff's deputy crews and a tow truck to clear disabled vehicles from the freeway in order to keep traffic moving. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Opening day tomorrow. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' opening day is tomorrow at AmFam Field. Right-hander Jacob Mazurowski gets the start for Milwaukee against the Chicago White Sox right-hand pitcher Shane Smith. I asked the 23-year-old Mazurowski from Missouri if he had any fond memories of attending an opening day ball game.
You know, honestly, I don't think I've ever been to an opening day. I think all my opening days were on TV. You know, I was playing some other sport, doing something else, so it's going to be kind of fun to finally be at one.
The Brewers made a trade yesterday. They picked up relief pitcher Jake Wolford from the Rays in exchange for minor league pitcher Casey Hunt. NBA, the Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trailblazers. Doc Rivers getting upset after being asked about the Bucks losing 10 of their last 14 games.
You know, these
did we win the last game? Right, but my point is, yeah, but we didn't
we won the last game. So clearly, they showed up the next game, right? This is not like we got blown out 40 games in a row.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 60 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 40 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little off and on light rain with a mostly cloudy sky. Our high near 50 with falling temperatures through the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.